Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Perspective is such an important part of any relationship because there will always be two perspectives, and fully understanding both enables us to grow together. This story is titled Her Whispered Desire, and it's taken from a short story entitled With a Soul as Sweet as Cherry Pie. It is told from a baby girl's perspective, detailing the emotions her daddy evokes from within her. And I hope you enjoy listening to it. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, then I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. Her Whispered Desire by Zorro Daddy. She awakened to the sound of her diaper tapes being unfastened. It was a calming way to re-enter from the world of dreams, and one that she had experienced many times. But with the stirring of her senses came the realization of why she was being changed. And instantly, the discomfort caused her to shift her hips and fidget. Her mind, still searching for the clear path out of the dream state she was in, also sought to find the comfort she had been instilled with when her daddy laid her down at the beginning of this map. Her daddy. He was so gentle, and not just with her body, but with her senses, numbing them when she was overwhelmed and exciting them when she was saddened by something. It was as if he was a step ahead of her thoughts, and that was a reassurance she loved. Shh. She heard him whisper in that daddy tone. His voice was rich, with a caring and nurturing quality he changed to match her current state of mind. She often called it the daddy voice. And every time he used it, she fluttered inside with a littleness that made her very happy. Opening her eyes, she looked up at him and smiled. There was no greater joy she could feel than that which welled up inside her in moments like this. It was the only thought on her mind as she drifted off to sleep, him, her daddy. And he was always in her dreams. And now, he was the first thing she saw when she woke up, filling her baby brown irises with all the sentiments of love that sight could provide. She extended her arms up to him with all the little girl glee inside of her. She wanted a daddy hug, but she didn't sit up to get it because he had unfastened her diaper. And when he did that, it meant she wasn't to move until he was done changing her. If she followed his directions, he would praise her for being a good girl. And when she heard him say those words, it made her heart beat faster. It meant everything to her that he was proud of her. And it made her feel so little that he made up a set of rules for her to follow. She took pride in those rules because they were her rules and no one else's. And she was expected to follow them. An expectation she happily accepted. He leaned in and hugged her, putting one arm behind her neck and the other behind the small of her back. She wrapped her arms around him and squeezed him tightly, placing the side of her face on the side of his neck. He felt so good in her arms. He was warm, and being his baby girl had become as natural as could be. He asked her if she slept well, and she nodded, trying not to giggle from how she could feel his voice vibrating through his neck. She was a very ticklish little girl, after all, a truth about her he often used to his advantage. He sat back up, and she remained still for him, nursing from her pacifier and watching him. His movements were fascinating to her, from his posture to the way his arms moved, and how they moved his shoulders. They were truly just little details, but she was little, and little minds are affected by little things. She took in her surroundings, from the touch to the emotions attached. Everything felt soft. The cover on the crib mattress, her nightie, the countless stuffed animals that always lay with her in her crib, his hands, and of course his heart. And all the softness was filled with love. There was a purpose behind keeping her in a place with such comfort. She had a very gentle way about her, when little or big, and such an inviting, welcoming environment was what she needed to retreat to when resting. It wasn't so much a condition as it was the realization that the most tender of hearts will long for what they need the most. A safety so real and everlasting that she can physically feel it. And he provided it for her, driven by that need to protect. He folded the front of her diaper down, laying it flat to the mattress as the cool air rushed over her now bare center. She shuddered and then fidgeted, losing the commitment of being still for a moment. He couldn't blame her. But it was his words, and the tone in which he spoke them, that relaxed her back into the mattress. There were a lot of moments about being changed, each with its own special feeling that made it such a bonding experience for the two of them. And from beginning to end, she would feel vulnerability, helplessness, insecurity, but also adoration, affection, and dependence. He would guide her through every one of them. Lying in front of him, exposure was added to that list, not just physically, but of her identity. She had wet her diaper, and her little feelings became very little when she thought of them. His words of praise made her feel incredible to be alive, and they echoed in her ears even after he was done saying them. "Daddy is so very proud of you. You're being such a good girl." Oh, how she loved him, and how she could freely regress in his care. He was a special soul to have not only indulged her in her little fantasies, but to have evolved them into as much reality as possible. When it was time to be big, it was time to be big, and she accepted that. But right then and there, in that crib, was not such a time. She did nothing but lie there and soak in the emotions of how little he made her feel and how loved she was. Part of what made it all so meaningful was that she knew it would never change. She could always trust that he would keep the fortress of safety around her at all times, and all she needed to do was speak from her heart. Being open and honest with him about how she felt equated into that same return from him. Not speaking up would lead to a problem continuing to be around and to grow, and she didn't want that. Neither did her daddy. He took a wipe to her skin, using the gentleness she had come to expect from him, and then he raised her legs and bottom into the air. There may not have been a moment when she felt littler than that. He took the wipe back to her bottom with that same caressing touch. His care always touched her deeply, on the inside too. She could hear the rustling of the new diaper being placed beneath her on the mattress, and it filled her with happiness. Oh yes, she was a baby girl, and that was her diaper. And she was going to enjoy being dressed in it, seen in it, and eventually changed out of it. It was reassurance that her littleness would continue, and she adored him for all of this. It was another experience that she could call her own, not just for the bond she shared with her daddy, which made it all possible, but for the fact that it all affected her so sincerely, touching places in her soul that had never been reached before. And the powdering, first to her bottom, was the sweetness of that icing. It not only filled the air with its scent, but trailed her skin with a silk-like feel, which was heavenly. He lowered her bottom into the new diaper, and she instantly sighed, smiling at how soft it felt. Bringing her legs to rest on the mattress, he continued the silkening trail of powder to her front area. She was in a state of bliss, focusing in on how the sensations of his touch had affected her. It was because of this that she didn't prepare herself for his wandering hand. He began tickling her belly, and she tried to get away but couldn't. She delighted in how he kept everything fun while still being sweet. Normally, he wouldn't have tickled her in a situation similar. When she was tickled, sometimes she peed, but she was empty at that point, having already done that in her diaper. So it was safe for him to tickle her. She pleaded with him to stop, and he did so in short order, folding the front of her diaper up and into place and fastening it at her hips. But then he went for the baby blanket, which she had kicked off, and her heart sunk, knowing he was going to make her go back to sleep. She mumbled a pout behind her pacifier, followed by a whimper. But she knew he had made his mind up, and she knew he was thinking of her. He leaned in and kissed her forehead before kneeling alongside her and melting her heart with his words. She didn't feel like she was being scolded. Instead, she felt like a little girl who was being shown the love from her daddy's soul. And because of how he cared, she knew she would love him forever. That was the greatest feeling of all. The happily ever after part. They would work together to perfect what it would take, and they would find the answers. Sometimes, when they found one of those answers, they would whisper it in the other's ear. Because as any couple that shared the daddy-baby-girl dynamic of love knows, the truly important things were always whispered because they were only intended for one person to hear. He kissed her once more on the forehead before standing and raising up the side of her crib. "Sleep well, baby girl," he said, looking down at her. "Daddy will be waiting for you on the other side of your dreams." He turned to walk away, and she quickly took the pacifier out of her mouth and called out to him. "Daddy," she said in a small and sweet voice. He turned back to her. "Yes, baby girl?" he asked. "I really love you. Lots," she said softly. "And I love you, baby girl," he replied. "And I'll always love you with everything I am." "That's all I'll ever need," she said. He left the room, leaving the door cracked ever so slightly. She looked at the door and smiled, thinking of him before closing her eyes and nestling in. Whispers were on her mind, and a final one left her lips before she slipped back into the dream world. "You